a diamond through the years, one of the, in fact, the very best of diamonds through the years, and she's had the knee challenges through the Collingwood Netball, Super Netball season this year, but she signed a deal to hang around in the black and white, which is great news. We think that's awesome. She joins us on The Breakfast Club. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Great to have you with us. Well done to you on the contract extension. Good stuff. How long has this been in train for?
I guess it's been on the card since, you know, my season never began at the start of the year, going down with my second knee injury in the pre-season. I think I, in my head straight away, I was like, yeah, of course I want to get back and play. But, I mean, there's been a lot of things that have been happening, not just on the court, but also off the court this year for me. And I wanted to make sure that I could commit to the club and be fully invested before I signed the deal. And they were really understanding to give me that time to just have a think about it and make sure that obviously this is exactly what was going to be best for me, but also for them. And I'm obviously delighted to be able to hang around for another year.
Yeah, good. Great. Well, great for the team, I think, and certainly great for you. Was there any, did you have any fears that when she did the knee that, and you're being out of contract, that it might have been difficult to get an extension?
I think it always goes through your head as an athlete going, oh, have I done enough? And I know that because I'd obviously retired from the Diamonds at the end of last year, I the last game I played for Magpies was our last round game and we lost by 32 points and everyone was a shamble and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm only, this is my last game, and that was horrific. But yeah, I think in the pre-season I'd obviously started to challenge myself in a different position and worked extremely hard because I'd had that time to get my body right. So I was raring to go and it was just obviously a bit of a freak accident that sidelined me. So yeah, I felt like I'd done enough, and it's not only just about, I think, what you can do on the court, but you know, how you can then, you know, get around the girls and play a role off the court. So even though I couldn't do a job for the team being out there in games, I hopefully was able to play a part in, you know, creating a bit more of that bonding environment and culture off the court.
No one wants to do a knee, but Maddie, could it actually be a positive what's happened for you and your netball to have a sort of a year away to refresh the mind as much as anything? I know you went travelling and doing other things that you haven't been able to do that can bring you back and actually rejuvenate you at this time in your career?
I actually couldn't agree with you more, to be honest. I agree. Absolutely no one wants to get injured, but because I'd obviously retired from the Diamonds at the end of last year, I was like, you know, maybe I'll be around for another one in the black and white stripes. And then having this made me really kind of rethink things and go, well, maybe it won't just be one more year. Maybe it can be two. Maybe, you know, I do have more left in me, and maybe this is just a little bit of the break that I kind of needed, as you said, mentally and physically, to make sure I was spot on and ready to go. So yeah, it's been really good to kind of get out of the bubble a little bit. I got to go travelling, as you mentioned, but also just kind of refigure about, you know, I'm very structured and I'm very organised, and I'm like, okay, this is what my next 5 years is going to possibly look like. And it kind of threw it all up in the air. So it's been nice to kind of just be a little bit in the moment and enjoy it. And yeah, I think it'll definitely help in the long run. And hopefully it won't just be another year. Maybe it'll be another two. We'll have to wait and see.
So what did you do through the year? Obviously Collingwood got through to the finals in the end, just, but it was a sort of a topsy-turvy sort of season. Did you try and separate yourself a little bit from the girls to give yourself that break, or did you still have a meaningful leadership role while you were doing your recovery?
I was really mindful this second time round to not be all netball. I think the first time I hurt my knee, I was like at every training session, I was doing my own rehab, then I'd be at the girls' training and I'd be at all the games and then I'd travel. And it was just so much that when the season finished and all of them went away, I was still slogging it out. And by the time I actually got to play netball, which was in the 12 months, you know, from the injury, I was exhausted. Like, I was so spent. So I was really mindful to make sure that I, you know, had some time away. And I said to Jeeva and Kelsey as leaders of the team, like, I'm here as much as you want, but it also has to work for the team, but it also has to work for me. And, you know, at the moment, everyone's away from the club and they're off on holidays and they're doing all these great things and having their time. And break, and I'm still at the gym, you know, I'm still at the club, and I'm still in there every second to every single day doing this and doing that. So, yeah, it was kind of good to be able to kind of set some boundaries, but also still be very invested, because it's really hard to have put so much time in the pre-season and then not want to be involved and not want to be there. So I also had been asked, you know, would you like to be in the coaching role? But I was really, I really wanted to be a teammate. I didn't want to be the girls' coach. I wanted to be their teammate. I wanted to still be one of their leaders. So I think only, you know, it strengthened some of my relationships and with the players that are going to be in the team moving forward as well, because I've got to spend some quality time, not just at the club, but also away with them, you know, to talk things about where I was at, but also where they were at. And being sort of removed kind of helped that a little bit as well.
Well, I'm sure they'll be pleased to have you back in the colours next year, fit and firing. It's a great result for you and certainly for Collingwood, we think, in Super Netball. Good on you, Maddie. Nice to chat as always. Take care. We'll chat soon.
Thanks, guys.